This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Hospital staff show Frank McMillan to his wife's room in the hospital. As soon as the room is clear of doctors and nurses, he pulls a knife and stabs his wife, then himself. Both McMillan and his wife rush to surgery, survive. When he wakes up from sedation, he immediately confesses that he also killed his own mother before attacking his wife.
Nancy, police did find McMillan's mother dead inside her home from apparent homicide. It's unclear what spurred the murder and subsequent attempted murder and suicide from McMillan. Both McMillan and his wife were in critical condition as a result of the stabbings, but are expected to make full recoveries. McMillan will be transferred from Kaiser Hospital in Vallejo, California, to the Solano County Jail once he is medically cleared.
Frank McMillan, 63, now charged with murder and attempted murder. Ronald Footit's wife, not happy when he comes home from the bar, intoxicated, immediately pours another glass of rum. They argue over his drinking, and she dumps out the rum, enraging him. Footit then pops open a beer and picks up his car keys to leave. When his wife tries to take the keys, he shoves her onto the bed. Cops are called. Footit claims his Bible thumper wife, his words not mine, attacked him. But 6 feet tall, 300-pound Footit is the one put in cuffs. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Two Indianapolis police officers are on trial this week in connection with the 2022 death of Herman Whitfield III, a black man who died during a mental health crisis after being tased and restrained by police. With more, here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
Officers Adam Ahmad and Steven Sanchez were indicted in April 2023 and faced charges including involuntary manslaughter, reckless homicide, and battery. Both have been on administrative leave and are being tried as co-defendants. The incident began on April 25, 2022, when Herman Whitfield's parents called 911, reporting their 39-year-old son was in crisis at their home. Body camera footage shows officers encountering Whitfield, a gifted pianist, naked and pacing. As officers attempted to de-escalate, Whitfield avoided contact. Moments later, Sanchez deployed a taser, causing Whitfield to collapse. Officers, including Ahmad and Sanchez, restrained him face down while handcuffing him. Whitfield could be heard saying, "Can't breathe," before falling silent. He was later pronounced dead at a hospital. The Marion County coroner ruled the death a homicide, citing cardiopulmonary arrest related to police restraint and taser use with contributing factors of obesity and heart disease.
A civil lawsuit filed by Whitfield's family alleges excessive force and seeks damages. That case is scheduled for federal trial in July 2025. Authorities in Massachusetts are pursuing charges against three teenagers accused of assaulting a transgender boy in Gloucester this summer. After a months-long investigation, Gloucester police announced that they have requested criminal complaints against two 16-year-olds and a 17-year-old. The charges, which include assault and battery, now head to juvenile court, where a magistrate will determine if there's enough evidence to proceed. The alleged victim, Jaden Tkachich, says the attack happened in August during an outdoor party. According to Tkachich, as many as a dozen teens surrounded him using homophobic slurs before chasing him into the woods. He was later hospitalized with a fractured bone under his eye, along with scratches and bruises. Gloucester's police chief, Edward Connolly, confirmed that a specially trained hate crime investigator was assigned to the case. However, after consulting with outside experts, officials determined the evidence did not meet the legal threshold for hate crime charges.
Thanks, John. Jermaine Charlo, 23, co-parents are two young boys with ex-boyfriend Michael DeFrance. Still good friends, they head to Missoula, Montana for a night out. Around 1 a.m., Jermaine seen on surveillance with DeFrance leaving the Badlander. Next day, she doesn't answer calls. Family reports her missing. DeFrance says he last saw her when he dropped her off near her friend Cassidy's home in Missoula. Cops believe Jermaine lied about Cassidy, afraid to tell him she actually intended to spend the night at her new boyfriend's. Jermaine's phone, however, continues to ping all the way back to Avaro Hill on Flathead Reservation, where former boyfriend DeFrance lives. Searches turn up nothing. Jermaine Trullo, Native American, 5'9", 130 pounds, highlighted brown hair, brown eyes, tattoo of a flower in the center of her chest, a deer on her left shoulder blade, last seen wearing a gray hoodie with a camo Under Armour logo, jeans, cowboy boots, blue baseball cap. If you have info on Jermaine Trullo, call Missoula, Montana PD 406-552-6300. For the latest crime and justice breaking news, go to crimeonline.com and please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.